It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday, October 30th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. In the teeth of a not-so-perfect storm savaging the East Coast, the freer the flow of digital news, the better. So conclude both the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. Both papers have temporarily taken down their so-called paywalls so that anyone with an internet connection, not just paid subscribers with a password, can use their sites. The Times told Pointer.org the plan is to, quote, keep it that way until the weather emergency is over. Public service, probably. But the added clicks from storm-fascinated readers won't hurt the paper's online ad rates in the future. When the power goes out, computers and internet go out, but many people can still browse news sites with their smartphones, at least until the battery goes. The hurricane here in the East brought with it a reminder that when you pull the curtain back from complex electronic systems, what you see is that army of flesh and blood human beings needed to keep it going. That's one of the lessons of the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ markets closing for the hurricane. Sure, stocks are routinely electronically traded, but that does not mean the markets can tick along autonomously.
The risk was less from anything that might go wrong with the electronic system, but more whatever little human intervention was needed that made these people come to the office.
That's Chetan Sharma, a technical consulting strategist and telecommunications expert who has worked with Fortune 100 companies. Sharma says fully computerized trading systems are still in a kind of beta stage.
Even though the system has been tested and is frequently tested, it has never been done live. And so there are obviously some risks as to whether if there were some problems, will there be enough people to address them right away?
You might think that's a moot point in a storm that's likely to cause power cuts and rising waters flooding into equipment rooms. But Sharma says there has been contingency planning.
The generators are in place in case power knocks down the main data center for New York Stock Exchange. And so I don't think the power would have been an issue, and the data center is inland, and so I don't think flooding would have been that big of an issue.
Backups or not, experts say what is still sorely needed is a more effective system override, a kill switch to stop a runaway trading system. You'll remember in August when a high-frequency trading computer in Jersey City went haywire and cost Knight Capital Group $440 million. That shook up nearly everyone connected to Wall Street and drove home the point that electronic markets will always need humans hovering at the controls. We've been watching the social media surge of storm-related posts, just as others are watching the actual storm surge along the East Coast. Twitter and Facebook have become go-to sources for fast-moving events, and we were curious about volume. Here's what Facebook told us. Use of the word hurricane has jumped 21,000% in news feeds across their site. And the talk meter, a kind of Richter scale Facebook uses to gauge discussion around hot topics, has reached 7.1. That's compared to a 6.7 for the Giants World Series win the other night. President Obama is currently holding at 3.8 on the meter, Governor Romney 3.5. We want to know how you're getting the news of the storm. Weather Channel, Twitter feed, or maybe your view from the kitchen window. You can visit our Facebook page at Marketplace Tech Report and let us know. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.